Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back! It's the fucking Real Ass Podcast. It's the only motherfucking podcast left. Boy, are you fucking Real Ass?
That's my new intro every time.
That's really difficult to do.
Oh shit, that is a dry cough.
Uh-oh.
That is a dry cough. Yeah, we're fresh off the Down with the Sickness tour. Me and Zach and Miko live. Zach, you're gonna die.
Yep. We've decided. My farewell tour.
Zach's gonna die in this tour. It's not gonna be good, but thank you for everyone that came out to Atlantic City this past weekend. We had lots of fun. 25% of 25% capacity, 6.25% across the board. Just fucking crushing it, baby boy. Gino Bisconte joins the show.
You never start on time.
I started on time.
I know. And
I started on time.
I texted her, which I'm like, I'll be 15 minutes late, but he never starts on time. I said, watch him fucking start on time. You look glorious, you three. Hello, everyone.
In Hot Water, the Texas tour, there's two cities. That's not a tour, Gino. You can't call it a tour if there's two cities.
We got from point A to point B. By the way, if you could do one city with five people, it's a goddamn it's Woodstock at this point.
It really is. Welcome to the show. We do have an incredible show planned today. You know that voice. You love him from In Hot Water on Compound Media and Gum Fridays, and also guest co-host of the SDR show regularly here on the Gas Digital Network.
When Jay doesn't want to work with someone, they call Daddy up.
It's Gino Bisconte.
Everybody.
Very excited. Very excited. That was loud. We actually just made three people deaf that are listening to the show. People have sensitive hearing. Also on the show, very happy to have back on the show his brand new special, Benevolent Dictator.
Freedom Boner. That's my whatever.
Wait, what the hell?
That's named my podcast, but it doesn't. Whatever.
Isn't that? Oh, this is my. No. This is my team. This is not me. No.
I know.
It needs to be pointed out. I don't fuck around. I don't make mistakes.
He's okay? Going to trash it. You know the temper on him. So he's going to trash the place if you get his.
Wow. I'm wild.
He's nuts. He's such a stickler
what
for
is
exactly.
I can tell you what happened.
Tell me what happened.
Okay. So initially, when we discussed him coming on the show, he wanted to plug his special.
Okay.
So this morning, I said, can you tell me specific, like the details of what you want to plug?
Okay.
And he said, Benevolent Dictator with Jordan Raybould. So I assumed that was the name of the special.
But when you assume, what does it do, Shannon?
It makes an ass out of you and me.
It does.
Wow, right?
I'm sorry, Shannon. I'm very sorry. I had no intention for this to happen.
It's you. You ruined me.
I know. I didn't realize it was gonna, you know, come up in your work review.
You made an ass out of you and me, literally.
I'm very sorry.
Actually, no, Shannon.
That's me.
You made an ass out of me.
Oh.
Let's get real, okay? You just sat there with your fucking fingers up your puss. Masturbating viciously. This is what she does at the beginning of every show. She just starts to finger herself brutally. Not even in a sexual way. It looks like it hurts. She's like scratching herself.
Yeah, it's like The Exorcist.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. She's like, fuck me. Shannon, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Pay attention. Dad. Get your fingers out of your puss and fucking get Jordan Rabel's special correct. Sorry, Jordan. What is the special and where can they get
it? It's called Freedom Boner, and it's where anyone can get a special now. It's on my personal YouTube page.
Hell yeah. Free. It's
you
free.
You got to do our Texas tour sometime, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
It's free. Holy shit. Guys, go download that or go watch it. Go steal it. Whatever you got to do, go support him. And also check out his podcast, Benevolent Dictator with Jordan Rabel. It is Jordan Rabel.
Yep. Thank you, dude. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Happy to have you back, doggy. Yeah, dude. You and your brother both calling. People love you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they love you both. Yeah, you guys are fucking great. You're both very funny. Handsome men, handsome young boys.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shock of hair.
You know what? I look like Gino actually didn't drink. That's what I look like. And this split screen right here.
Oh, like yours.
Look at that.
Coming back.
Look at that. Right down the middle. It's you're like, if Gino took care of himself over
here. It's like I came from the future to warn you. Dude, stay away from the cocaine and whiskey.
Take the comedy special down. You can turn back still. You're young. Get a real job.
Anthony Cumia is going to offer you a job.
I'm in, dude.
It's going to be a bad.
What else do I need to say?
It's not going to be good. Like, wait, are you kidding me? World famous Sirius XM Opie and Anthony. Anthony Cumia is going to offer me a job? Wait a minute. Hold on. Some things have happened.
We skipped a few steps.
We have a great show.
Multi-millionaire non-felon Anthony Cumia.
Loved by all races, Anthony Cumia.
Multi-millionaire non-felon.
He worked with legends like Patrice O'Neill, Bill Burr, Anthony Cumia. Fuck, dude, this is a deal of a lifetime.
No, that's it. Is Patrice going to be on the network too?
Yeah. That's great.
So, look, we do have a lot to talk about today. It's a big fucking day. I got a lot going on in my life as well. I want to get into that. All right. But yeah, let's get plugs out of the way. Anything else to plug, gentlemen?
No, just subscribe to Compound Media. After you pay your gas digital sub, sub to Compound Media. I sub to both. I love them. Well, I get Compound for free, but I love it. Love it. You're the only one with Michael Malice now. He had to leave us because he wants to write a book and doing a half hour
show. Did he leave?
Well, he was doing his show, Nightshade, four nights a week. But it was half an hour, four nights a week. And at 6:30 live, that just... It ruined his schedule, so he just, you know. And plus, the guy does a YouTube and makes God knows
how
much.
He's killing it, yeah.
But he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Malice is a genius, and I love him. And honestly, we have a great relationship with Compound Media and Anthony, and I'm sure Malice will be over there doing plenty of shows and being guests over there as well.
Yeah, he just was on Ed the other day.
Make sure you support those guys. What's going on, Jordan? Anything else? Any live dates? Anything besides the special?
No live dates right now. Canceled it all for Corona, you know?
What a pussy.
But I mean...
what a cuck.
Can we circle back? What is on TV anymore that you really... And don't get me wrong, because I'm you from the future. You're me and whatever. But there's nothing like... I wanted to watch Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow was on Fallon the other night, so I stayed up to watch that. You
give
know,
him
to
a
watch Sheryl Crow.
I love Sheryl Crow, and everyone knows
this is
I
a big warning.
I
the
love,
future.
Yeah, you're really into the lesbian music, but I watched the tail end of Fallon and the beginning of Seth Meyers, and they're just those shows. And I'm not like, oh, they're on. They're just there's no energy. They're boring. They're flat. They're just late night TV. The landscape is awful.
It's all kind of become like comedy in general on television. That's no longer where you're going to get comedic programming.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I meant to say.
You know, the internet has just become like, you know, the best way to find like unadulterated, really funny, fucked up shit, and you just can't get it on TV anymore, you know? Real quick, Zach, before we get into that, let's get your plugs.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny, and check out my other show here on the network, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, comics talking shit while we watch a movie.
A couple more dates.
Anthony Cumia has a spook show on the network, but it's different. It's different.
Couple more dates. January
20th. Why are you plugging Anthony Cumia here, dude?
I'm mostly doing
race
jokes.
You're plugging Michael Malice's YouTube page.
The last thing Anthony needs is more plugs. Boom.
That was actually a fucking great joke.
I was like, I pointed at the board.
January 20th through 23rd, myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn. We will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Grab your tickets now, motherfuckers. Let's party in New Jersey again. Then I'm going to be, me and Zach, February 13th and 14th, we'll be at the Secret Group, Houston, Texas, going down. Going to peek our head in, see if Texas is ready, because Skankfest is coming up right around the corner. Listen to me. It's going to happen. Obviously, it's happening at the end of March. That's what that would never change.
It could never get postponed again.
They got a vaccine. There's no way they're postponing it again. They.
The only dates on my page are Skankfest, and I just keep moving it back. I'm like, just go to Twitter. Well, if you want to see what garage I'm in this weekend.
If I'm fucking real, like, if I'm being realistic, it's a decision. I think come the end of March, Texas will be open. I think that they will allow events like that. My concern isn't that Texas is going to allow events like that, because, look, the vaccine is coming. They're giving like 90 million Americans a vaccine by January. I think the media, at the very least, especially if like Obama and fucking Hillary Clinton are on TV taking the vaccine, they're going to be pushing this shit like crazy. So I think overall things will open back up. My concern is it's this window here where I don't want comics or audience members to feel uncomfortable. And I think you need to let the smoke clear a little bit. So it's a debate right now. We have our finger on the pulse of what's going on with the media and the vaccine and Texas. And we're going to be making a decision in the next couple weeks whether or not we want to push it back a couple months and do it maybe in the beginning of the summer, or if we're going to keep the March dates. But it's looking good, baby boys. I'm going to tell you right now, everyone that's in the know in Texas, all of our partners down there, all of the businesses that we're partnering with, they all feel like this is going to be a go. And they know better than we know. I don't live in Texas, so I don't fucking know. Either way, Support the network. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. That is the best way you can support me directly. Go to the website. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything on demand right away for 14 days. You can binge watch all of your favorite shows. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Real Ass Podcast, 22 incredible shows. Jessica Kirsten's Disgusting Hawk starting next week on the network. Very happy to have Jessica on the network as well. So go do that. You support us directly. You save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month for the fucking funniest streaming service in the world. There's nearly 10,000 hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. That's it, okay? Also, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review, one reviewer every month. We give out a free piece of merch to, whether it's a good or a bad review. All of our merch you can grab right now at podcastmerch.com. Hats are coming in January consistently. They'll always be up on the website in January. We did a limited run on some of the hats. New designs, more hats coming in January. Don't worry about that. Go to my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And yeah, that's all I got to plug, right? That's it.
Are you getting the vaccine?
No, probably not.
Me neither.
No.
Are you? You're young and healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to get the vaccine.
Let me pose this, because again, follow the science.
Scientist Gino Bisconti.
No, I'm as much a scientist as the politicians. I go by the science I learned, and I can't remember because it was so long ago, third fucking grade, that oxygen is better than carbon dioxide and an immune system. The more you expose
Gene
to just, the
Gino's naming
gets.
Words he's heard in science class.
Greenhouse emissions.
I was very smart in third grade.
Earth science, Earth's core.
Hydrogen dioxide.
the Krebs, now, with let's the Krebs look at the number cycle. Of deaths as he takes out
Did
an abacus.
Did you see the Krebs cycle?
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying. Okay, we know.
Ozone layer.
Yeah, we know that.
Dewey decibel system.
Sure, that's
not even science.
Wait, that counts.
Chlorophyll. You're trying to get me
this
to say.
This is how removed from science we all
you're
are.
You're trying to get
we
me to say.
We only came up with 5 science riffs.
I think we're out of, I'm out of science words.
I'm out, dude.
You're trying right, to get me right, to say live right, berry. Right. Look, here's the thing. We all know that you, the CDC, the survival rate for the infected.
Nucleus.
Yeah, thank you. Proton, neutron, Jimmy Neutron. The survival rate is 99.5%. It's and that's not even including the people that don't get it.
Excuse Speedometer?
Me. Yes, the people that get it.
Scientists created a speedometer. Don't tell me that like that was
counts,
a
dude.
Some fucking swimmer made a speedometer. I think not.
Yeah,
it's a German scientist. German science.
I'm enjoying this. I really am. So if you're Eugenics. Telling me you have a 99,
that's something we all can get behind, baby.
What's that?
Phrenology.
What are eugenics?
If you have a 9, thank you. We're just making the right people. If you have a 99% survival rate, let's even jack it down to 95. If you have which is way low, 95.5% whatever survival rate, and then you get this vaccine. Okay.
Okay.
And the vaccine is not even 100% effective. It's 80, 90% effective at preventing it. All you're doing is giving yourself fucking pains and aches to improve your survival rate of 0.1%.
I think
can
the
I play
point,
devil's advocate for a minute?
And that's not the right
let
number,
rip,
but
dude.
Like 8%.
Let me play
let
devil's advocate. Because I am a COVID denier. Gino, I've been
right
preaching
you,
this
handsome.
Fucking... you're speaking to me. I've been saying this, but I'm just so...
Do you have stickers of a sheep that says COVID is the
they
flu with a better
have,
publicist like Daddy does?
They've beaten me down so much that even I've given up. Now I'm just waiting for the liberal media to say it's okay. So then we're not playing that game. What are me and Gino Bisconti going to do?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're just literally... We can say this so we're blue in the face, right? We can all agree
wait,
that... No.
What do you mean, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? We're going to do nothing. We're going to sit here and just wait. That's all we can
just
do.
Just go get the vaccine.
Why?
No, I'm not getting the vaccine.
Why?
You're so young.
Here's the reason you would take the vaccine. It's not your health. It's so you don't pass on to other people.
Are
that's
you out
rationale.
Of You're the guy. You're the guy that sits there and virtue signals and says, you're not
so
wearing a
virtue
mask.
Six. Crazy.
You're
vaccine.
Killing
wow.
my grandmother.
A guy saying to take
did
the
you
Jordan
get
is gay. Jordan is gay.
Stop.
Jordan
I'm gay because I suck dicks, not because I'll take a vaccine.
Thank you for that, by the way. But you understand, like, I get what you're saying, but if you sat in an old folks home with 99% of the people, they'd be like, can I please hold your hand? Can you take off the mask so I can see your smile? I don't want to go out fucking being held captive by fucking people like Nancy Pelosi and the health director in Pennsylvania who was a dude once. They don't fucking know.
You know what waits you. executive decision. Let's shut the fuck up about the virus.
Yeah, thank you.
It sucks.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been the same fucking conversation for a year.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
I've said every word that Gino has said, and even I'm like, all right, Gino, come on.
Yeah, you're right.
Just like every other
There's
topic.
Never been a time when someone said, just drop the virus, where I said, no, let's talk in circles more. You're exactly
let's
right.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. Real quick, guys, we must thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is HempireDirect.com. If you're over the age of 21, I got something that you're absolutely going to love. It is their Delta 8 THC. It's legal in 42 states. It gets you fucking stoned. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a weed smoker, you're going to love this stuff. Gets you really high. They have edibles, they have cartridges, they have vape cartridges, gummies, distillates, soft gels, and tinctures. I don't know why it's legal in 42 states. I can't explain to you why it's legal in 42 states, but it is. So right now, if you go to HempireDirect.com, go check out their incredible line of Delta 8. It is just like CBD in the fact that it's legal and it's naturally occurring in hemp. The difference is it actually does get you high and it is sold legally in 42 states. Right now, HempireDirect.com, use the promo code GAS50 and you're going to save 50% off your entire order. GAS50. Go do that right now. Save 50%. Try it out. You're going to love Delta 8 THC. HempireDirect.com. Okay, where were we? All right, I got to talk about a couple things, okay? First of all, I startled everybody when I walked in today. Because at one point I was just sitting here and then I went, "Wah!" And then Shannon was like, "What the fuck was that?" And then Dylan kind of gave her a look and everyone was scared and they were freaked out. And I was like, "You don't know what that was." "Wah!" Anyone in the chat? Anyone in the chat can guess what that is? If you can guess what that is in the chat right now, I'm looking at the racist live chat. Shout out to all the racists in the live chat. If you can guess exactly what that is right now, free Real Ass Podcast merch package coming to you before Christmas, baby boy. Anyone?
No. I know it is, and I can't say it.
No idea.
And that's just because I spent 2 days in the car with you.
Yeah. Is it a movie? I mean, I have no idea. I'm just curious.
I'll give a hint.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I'm not going to get it, but I'm curious.
It's part of a song.
Ugh.
Really?
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no clue.
It's a child's song, then.
No. So what it is it is the background vocal from Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's your but what, interpretation of it.
Well, what happens is...
No, you don't remember in that song? Where somebody goes, "Oh!"
Kiddo, let me...
I don't recall.
As your mentor from the future again, what this is called is gabing. Now, what they want you to do is be like, "Oh, I remember that," and then they yell faggot at the top of their lungs. Watch, I'll do it. "Hey, I remember that! Faggot!
Notorious!"
Thank you.
Play the song. How do you not... look, this will be demonetized for this, because there's no way Mariah Carey isn't on top of her fucking YouTube algorithms. Let's get real. We're not making money on this show, but I want to show that I nailed that fucking note. Go ahead, play the song.
So long here into the song.
It's the chorus.
Did you play this in the car the whole drive?
Yes.
Oh, for one. All right, that's it right there. It's a wow.
Okay.
But here's what's going on. In my head, that song's just playing at all times. So I'll just blurt out. I'll just blurt out notes from it randomly. And people are like, what the fuck? It made Shannon so upset. She was not happy.
Straight Christmas music all the way to Atlantic City.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I love Christmas music.
Really?
Who doesn't love Christmas music?
I honestly don't enjoy it, dude.
Kikes.
I love...
Oh, I'm sorry. That was too far. That one was too far. Shannon, edit that out, obviously. Obviously.
No. No.
You know what? Double down. Let it rip again.
Edit out the 20-minute skit I put it on COVID. And
Gino,
then...
hit it. Hit it. Let it rip, dude. And then the other thing.
Yeah.
Underneath the Christmas tree, I just want you for my own. More than you will ever know. Oh, you know it's true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
What Christmas movies have you been watching?
Like, baby.
Like, I love the Scrooged. I'm getting in. Thank you. I'm getting into the Fred Claus. Love the Fred Claus. Like, you got the kid. The kid's like, what, nine?
No, that's from Oh Holy Night. I was just doing another note.
Your kid's 9 or 10
a wing
now, right? My son. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
He'll be 8 at the end of December.
December 29th, I know. We have the same birthday.
You have the same birthday, Gene.
So what are you watching with him then? This is like, this is formative years. Like, he's going to start traditions now.
While we were putting up the Christmas tree, I threw up all over the place. I was hammered.
Whenever I see someone, that's so funny.
Puking, bleeding out my nose.
I was going to say whenever
you're
I see.
Doing coke, putting up a Christmas tree with your son.
Dude, I was going to say whenever I see someone putting up a
James
menorah.
Lines.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Awa!
James like.
Great.
Christmas music rules, and Christmas movies are great. So while we were putting up the Christmas tree, I threw on my tree. There's my beautiful fucking tree.
It's nice.
Thanks, Shannon. I threw on
Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
That's what my ex used to love.
That's
a young man's game.
But it's not okay. Not a good Christmas movie for kids. And I knew it wasn't going to be.
Not.
I knew it wasn't going to be. And so that's why I threw it on the background. I was like, if it gets a little hot in the kitchen, we'll turn it off. Within 5 minutes, he's fucking eye fucking this girl's tits in the department store. And I was like, oh, that was it. Remember, that was a whole bit, is that he would try to cheat on his wife regularly. Like, that was his thing.
Yeah.
That's a series of movies.
Yeah. Throughout the whole thing, there's a hot chick that he starts following.
Cheat on Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah. Fucking great.
Start him young. It's hard to find now. You don't watch White Christmas. You watch Holiday Inn, Bing Crosby in blackface. You want to start that.
How old are you?
51.
Fuck, dude.
I'll be 52 on his kid's birthday.
Yeah, so
it's not your birthday anymore. It's his kid's birthday.
I always give his kid props. I was rooting. The kid came 4 or 5 days late, like at 3 a.m. He snuck in on my birthday.
That's how they knew he was Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I don't mean to brag, but we were doing a gig at a Wawa, like, and he's like, my wife is due on December 28th or something. Like, ever.
This is Bing Crosby in blackface.
Yeah, there you go.
I swear to God, all bullshit aside, I thought
black.
Bing Crosby was black.
That's Bill Cosby.
I swear to God, I thought Bing Crosby was
so
black.
So good.
I don't even know who he is.
His name is Bing Crosby. That is a black person's name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Bing?
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 Chandler Bing was Bing's the whitest person on any
sitcom. Who the fuck is Chandler Bing?
I can't even.
There he is.
He did beat the shit out of his kids like a black person.
Come on.
Whoa!
Come on, Gino, that's too far. We do have four
Come
or five.
Come not on. In a Target at home. I like to think I'm a good assist man for Zach.
So
I like being in here.
So this weekend was a lot of fun. Atlantic City was fun. Shout out to the Claridge Hotel and the Atlantic City Comedy Club, accomedyclub.com. Go support those guys. They fucking rule. David Tell's there next weekend.
Claridge
right?
Hotel?
Claridge Hotel, yeah. That's where the venue is in.
God, I thought it was the hotel you guys stayed at.
Shout out to the hotel. Well, I mean, shout out to the hotel because we fucking got a little wild. Shannon, can you pull the picture that Chris from Brooklyn took of the suite?
Like, first of all, this highfalutin man gets a double room suite.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was extravagant.
He's like Aaron Berg. Yeah. Aaron Berg always has to get, like, what are you doing? All I need is a bed, a TV, and a wash rag, but that's a different story.
Here, so yeah, we went through 2 bottles of whiskey, Jesus. Like fucking a bunch of beer, probably some drugs. Who knows what happened?
Did you drink at the bar upstairs, The View?
Nope.
No.
Oh, let me tell you, they have the two, like, because we did the Comedians of the Compound there a couple months ago. They have the two funnest bartenders in the world. Like, they're the guys when you walk in, whoever walks in, they make it seem like everyone's been waiting all night to see that person. I said, like, I'm going to get married just so those two guys can fucking bartend at my wedding.
We
they are fucking
drink
fun.
Because everything closed at 10.
Yeah, everything closed
the
at 10.
The View stayed open till like 1.
No, it's changed now. It's the law, you know, because of fucking COVID.
Which we're not talking
about.
Which you
should take a... Let's do it again. Let's
so,
run it back.
So we went
running back.
We went hard.
Yeah.
We went hard, and I have decided that I am now sober.
Really?
I am now sober. I have been sober for
after doing drugs, putting up the Christmas tree with your son.
I've been sober for 12 hours.
Not bad. Not bad.
12 hours straight.
Wow.
Okay. And
18 hours gay.
Beat it by 6.
I need to just take a break. I don't want to say it's a detox. I don't want to put any specific, you know, time limits on this, but I have become a problem.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you, because I was the one, and I've talked about this, I quit drinking during the lockdown, but not because I said, Because I'm such a good drunk. And yeah. And I know that's what an alcoholic says, but we used to have a show at 9 in the morning at Compound Media, and I don't know what time I would say you have to get up to get in Midtown Manhattan at 9 a.m. with a bottle of Jameson, but when fans showed up with it, I was going to drink it with them. And then I took them across the street to Sullivan's to drink there for 3-4 hours. But when you don't let fans in the studio and shut down the bar across the street, it's no fun drinking. So I quit for 4 or 5 months. I mean, I'm back, so I can cover for you, buddy.
Okay,
but
please.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah, I need to just... Or a couple things happened, okay? Number one, I mean, I will just drink... I'll just keep on going. Yeah. I'll just keep on going. Like, I started drinking whiskey at home, and like every other day, I'm like, oh, I need a new bottle of whiskey. I'm like, this is a problem. That's not okay.
It sneaks up on you. It doesn't realize it's happening.
I don't feel like it's a problem. I don't feel like I'm getting sloppy or sloshy, but I've made some questionable decisions with my penis.
Like, oh, boy, have you.
I'm just saying, like, I have... It's a problem.
And crazy time at the Clarion Hotel with Zach.
Yeah.
But I just... If it's whether it's alcohol, weed, drugs, whatever it is, I don't really have much self-control. So if it's in front of me,
yeah,
I will likely do it. Like if you guys pulled out hard drugs like Molly right now, you're like, well, let's just do Molly.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, what do I gotta do today? I'd have to think about like the rest of my day, and I would try to fit it in maybe. Yeah. I would maybe try to squeeze
Shannon, that. Clear the schedule.
But you're proving my point. Like you're very good at what you do, and you're allowed to like, and you're able to drink whiskey without calling in the next day. Ah, dude, I'm too drunk to do the show.
But in spite of that, right? Yes. So here's the point though. So now I'm training for this fight with Jason Ellis, right? And I've gotten in crazy shape before. I've been training for 4 months straight.
When's the fight?
We don't have a date yet.
I've
been training for 4 months straight. I haven't really lost much weight. I feel kind of tired all the time. I started smoking dabs as well. So I don't, instead of smoking regular weed, I've been smoking dabs. And I'm like just always in a haze. And I from the physical standpoint, the, you know, training, and then even on like, you know, I have so much going on. Like if I just got sober for 6 months.
Sure.
I would like to see where I end up. Like, who knows? It could be the biggest difference in the world. When I've stopped, I haven't been sober since I was 17 years old. When I stopped smoking weed, I've always drank. When I was drinking, I was smoking weed, whatever. And I want to see what a difference it'll make. I have no idea. Maybe it does
make a huge difference.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I lost like 25 pounds over the past 5 months, and I'm at Thanksgiving.
He has British money.
Yeah. Thank you. And everyone's like, how'd you lose weight? And I'm like, you can't do what I did. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you can't give up drinking 4 hours a day and eating shit food another three, you know, 4 days a week. You can't, because you live a normal life. But the cutting out drinking, just plug it into your fitness pal and you'll realize you're adding 12 to 1,500 calories.
Take it from Uncle Ernie, from Tommy.
Are you plugging alcohol into your fitness pal?
You have to.
Dude, what the fuck, dude?
You have to.
You know
how
crazy is? You're like, I'm tracking my macros, also a raging alcoholic.
Gino can't take
it. Like, you're responsible and not. That's crazy, Gino.
Gino can't unlock his phone without taking a breathalyzer. It's corduroy. So, I mean, it's just overall, whatever. I won't get fucking preachy about it. Who gives a shit? I'm not saying don't do drugs and don't party and whatever. For me personally, I'm not performing on the highest level that I could perform. And I just want to see. And I made a decision last night. I got home after the
weekend. Was there a moment for you? That's my question.
Yeah.
Was there a specific, because you said questionable stuff with your penis. No. Was there any
Zach,
concrete?
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Was
Come
there
on,
any concrete?
You just, did you see his face? If you're watching this on tape, go back and rewind about 13 seconds when he said penis and the face he made. Like, he remembered a specific instance.
I have like
a very specific instance.
I have five or six instances.
Yeah, but what was the one?
I had the
what
same
was the
thing
one you
I,
were thinking of when
I don't,
he said
I,
that?
First of all, even if I was, even if I didn't give a fuck about questionable decisions, I don't go and just tell who I fuck to people. It's psychotic.
Sure, I agree with that. I was just saying if there was like a...
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I'll go down the list right
now.
Was it the questionable choice with your penis?
It wasn't the questionable choice with my penis. It was everything.
Got it.
It was like...
That hotel room was crazy, man.
I wake up and I'm fucking in a haze and I'm you know, I just need to take a little bit of a break. And honestly, I'm going to fucking fight this guy, Jason Ellis, who's a legitimate fighter. He's trained for a long time. I want to be the best I can absolutely be. And I started thinking about taking steroids and testosterone. I was like, why am I going to put more things into my body? Because I feel like shit.
Are you just trying to become Joe Rogan? Is that what you're doing over there?
Yeah. I thought he already was. He's not. This isn't the
East
fucking
Coast Joe
Rogan,
huh?
Experience.
He's going to start steroids and start doing that thing where people walk with their shoes on their knees. Like Dorf.
Lewis's seat gets higher and higher every episode.
Come on, guys. Joe, I apologize. These guys never want to get on your show. It's not a big deal.
That ship has sailed.
Joe, return my text. Joe? All right. So, look, we'll see what happens, and we will fucking... I'll keep you guys
Have you
informed.
Looked into TRT?
What's that?
I have.
Testosterone replacement therapy.
Oh, okay.
I have. I just don't want to put more things into my body. I
like
just feel
like
I'm...
a doctor or anything?
Yeah,
or?
But I don't know what the fuck that does.
How old are you? 38?
38.
Nailed it. You must have said it, because I just knew that number. All right.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like the answer isn't putting more things into my body okay. when I know that I'm just... I mean, I'm drinking basically every single day. I'm smoking sure. a ton of weed every single day. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I think I'm going to end up really liking it for a little bit. When I stopped smoking weed last time, I felt like it was on like really clean, high-quality Adderall.
Yeah.
You know? So...
But you get it, if you haven't, like when I quit drinking, you get addicted to that streak as well. You really do. And then you're like, I haven't drank in like 38 days. And someone's like, do a shot with me. Just do one shot. And you're like, really? I'm going to break my streak of 38 days to do one shot of whiskey with you. When I break the streak, I'm going to get fucking retarded.
Destroyed,
you,
yeah.
Yeah. So you will. That's just fucking keep track of the days. Not yeah, gonna,
or don't keep track of the days. Just do it. You feel. See, yeah, I'm like a better policy.
I feel
rather
like
than
if you're keeping track
stance.
Of the days, it's like you're watching well, the clock yeah. and you're waiting for it.
You'll yeah. lose track of the days, but you can always go back to the day. Because I did. I used to, when people's like, how long have you been not drinking? I'm like, let me check. And I would go out to. So you keep, just okay. know the day you started, I guess is what I'm saying.
We'll see what's up. Let's move on. All right. Let's talk about this. What are monoliths? I don't know why I keep on saying this word in my fucking life. Stop trying to bring monoliths into my life. Gino? Science Gino?
Monoliths are big things that show up in the news every couple days now.
What are monoliths?
Gino the science guy? Could you imagine that morning program?
What we're going to need to do? Like, ooh, I'm
why
afraid...
can't I say the N-word?
I'm afraid of COVID. What, you can't go get leached? I don't understand.
This monolith was selling Lucy's outside of a bodega.
That's not it.
What is a monolith?
That's a monolith.
These are them. This is one.
Okay, yeah, I get it. It's a big silver tube.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily silver. It's just any kind of protruding thing like that. It's like an obelisk, if you would. Nah.
It's not a bad cinnamon. Not bad.
Who doesn't love cinnamon?
So it's a...
a large single upright block of stone, especially one shaped into a serving as a pillar or monument.
Okay, so these are just showing up random, but it's some artist.
So, yeah, a group of artists took credit for it. We don't know for sure that it's them. And they're saying now, after the fourth one has just showed up this past week, they're saying that they'll create more if someone pays them $45,000. But we don't know for sure.
So
that
let's
that's
just
them.
Not pay them.
Yeah. Wasn't one a giant dick?
Who cares? Like, who fucking cares about a monolith? Why would anybody pay them?
Yeah, I don't know. One would.
I'm not kidding. Like, I saw, wasn't one a giant dick, Shan?
Well, I think people did a bit where they made a wooden penis.
Well, they committed to the bit because it was a big dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that. That's a giant wooden penis.
That's so funny.
Look at that.
And now it's gone missing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so this is where we're at. This is the news in the world. Is that fucking, there's...
It's either that or COVID. What do you want to do?
Exactly.
What do you want to do, Lewis? Either one.
Zoom Santas are cashing in on parents' desperation. Yeah, this is how we're doing it this year. We're not doing it on Zoom. There's a photographer that essentially is hiring a Santa, and they're doing like private sessions, like social distance sessions, Jesus. Where you're at their photography studio, and they fucking have little temperature checks and all that other stuff.
My nephew went and got a picture with a Santa, and it's insane. It's like they have a Santa behind him, and then they have the plexiglass, plastic. And then my nephew is just sitting on a ledge in front of him.
Yeah.
It's like...
I mean, Santas have to get sick every year just from the amount of kids.
Yeah.
So I think they might be...
I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying, I get where they come from, but it's just like really... I mean, I don't even know why my sister took him to do that, you know?
Yeah, it's pointless.
It's kind of pointless. But I mean, how do you explain to a kid that Santa
can't real? Get sick?
Yeah, you know, Santa's magic.
You could kill Santa.
That Santa has type 2 diabetes from eating fucking elves the other fucking
Well, actually, he couldn't kill Santa because the death rate is 0.05%.
That is true. He would likely get sick and survive.
Yeah, he would be fine, ultimately. Yeah.
More than likely.
And frankly, these Santas are pussies.
Yeah.
A couple Santas could go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could really get
a
rid
couple
of
Santas we could probably afford to get rid of. Imagine that. Imagine being a mall Santa.
It's a year-round thing, dude. You got to commit to the look because you can't just put it together.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary on
December 6th.
Well, so it depends on who you are. Because you go to certain ones.
Yesterday.
So the way Macy's works is, I don't know if you don't have kids, so you probably have never been to Macy's for like that experience, right?
I've been to like malls when I was growing up.
It's different than Macy's. Okay. So Macy's, they essentially, because they have a billion fucking people trying to meet Santa.
Yeah.
So they got 30 Santas working.
That really ruins the Santa illusion.
You're saying in the same Macy's.
Yes. There's 30 Santas working. But what they do is...
What happened to the world?
Let me tell you. What they do is...
Gino met Santa at Marshall's.
Yeah. That's the real Santa, not the 30 fake ones.
I sucked Santa's dick in a parking lot at the Camilla studio.
What they do is they create these sort of tunnels to go to different Santas. So they section it off. So you go online, you're waiting on the one long line. Then once you get into Santa's workshop, then they section it off into these little fucking rat tunnels where they just push the kids into different Santas, right?
So you don't see the other 29 Santas.
You don't see the other 29 Santas. You see one Santa. But what's fucked up is some of the Santas are great and they have like full, like they've committed to the bit. They have the beard. Sometimes you see a Santa, you're like, God damn, dude. Like, you really, like, this is your whole life. Like, fuck, good for you, sir. But you see some other motherfuckers wearing a cheap beard, and it's fake.
He's, like, 165 pounds.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that. Yeah, I don't like it. So
when the kids get to the tunnel, and it separates three ways, how do they explain one of these lead to Santa the other three?
That one over there is for Jews.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Get on this train.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, the kids are stupid. Kids are fucking retarded.
Yeah.
You know, kids, they're not...
They're not asking those questions.
No.
You know?
No. I mean, they're learning actual science in grade school, not the stuff that us adults learn from politicians, thank God.
Tell me what you think about COVID. This. So do you think I should... all right, so my son...
Tell the story about questionable penis decisions? Yes, I think you should.
So my son...
Damn it.
My son wrote his letter to Santa this year, and he fucking... one of the things that he asked for was for Santa to bring back his dead grandfather.
For real? Yeah. That is a heavy Santa.
You should put a skeleton in a box.
I mean, let me see. I'll read you some of the letter. It's fucking. Wow. I posted it to.
Where did he even get that idea from?
You mean your dad or your wife's dad?
The one that mattered. Her dad.
Beatrice's father.
Okay. Because I was saying if it was yours, you could just put a skeleton in a box with a knife.
So he wrote.
They took the knife out when they buried him.
Yeah, he really got to sell the bit.
So listen, dude,
this is heartbreaking.
Listen, he goes, "Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is a Lego Super Mario that does interactive stuff. Anyway, I also want a Lego Batman set and just bring other cool Lego sets that I would like. I'm not asking a lot. I'm not asking a lot for it. Just bring me presents that I would like. Try to bring my mom and dad a present, but this is not what's really important to me this year.
Fuck them.
I have a quest. I would really like you to bring my grandpa Sid back. I want to see how magical you are. I know the rules of the genie are that you can't bring back the dead, but you're Santa Claus, so I'm trusting you, Santa. If you can't, just try your best. And if you're reading this, thank you. Love, James Gomez. Age 8. Love you, Santa.
He's 8?
He'll be 8 at the end of the month.
That's a pretty creative letter. I like that. Let's see how magical you are. Like, it's a like he's almost questioning if Santa
exists.
It's
so sweet and heartbreaking. Yeah.
It's so sweet. But now...
From the makers of Elf on a Shelf. It's Gramps in the Gram.
Well, now, like, I feel...
Grandpa
really, like,
Sid under a coffin lid. Go ahead.
He's just, like, this sweet little kid, right? And so me and my sister were talking about it, and we were thinking about, like, writing a letter back from Santa, and, you know, just... You know, or like my sister was going to put together like a picture album and then like maybe take one of his shirts and put it on a bear or something. I don't know. But the problem is I don't want to write a letter back from Santa because I feel like he's at the cusp of the age where he's going to find
out. Next year he'll know.
That was a lot. Like we went, if he was 5 and he could hold on to this letter for a few years and like really like.
Or just forget about the letter really. If
but the
5.
Fact that like he's probably months away from finding out that it's not real.
One friend.
This is the last one. This is like.
Anyone think that he already found out and he's fucking with you?
No.
Watch this shit.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Okay.
My kid.
He's 20 days away from seeing not a box shaped like grandpa under the tree. So he's going to figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it is fucking.
Just put a coffin under the tree with a bow on it.
Kid, what's this?
It would be sweet to send him a letter back and, you know, but I almost feel like I have to like, what do you think, Shannon? Am I crazy here?
No, I think he's still so invested in the magic right now of Christmas that I think that the letter, I said it to Dylan right before you said it, I think the letter from Santa, even if you do like a short little letter with the album or something.
Like he's dead and he's not coming back?
No,
is that a good letter?
Just something to the effect of, you know, maybe like a you know, when your time comes, it comes, or whatever, you'll see
him again. Oh, I was thinking about digging up his body.
James, sometimes dead is better. Santa Claus.
I didn't know Santa was a 1930s newscaster.
You could pull a Weekend at Bernie's with his body.
I could, yeah.
You know?
How long ago did he die?
He died, James was maybe 3.
Oh, shit. He's still holding on to it, huh?
Or you can see his spirit is already with him.
Oh, that's nice.
How old was he? I mean, what did he die of?
He did some questionable things with his dick. It was. I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, I can't live that
Can
life.
Can I get a coffee, too?
Yeah. No, he, it was like heart attack.
Embarrassment over who impregnated his daughter.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. He is invested into the magic of Christmas, but I almost feel like it's so deceptive, and he's so close to just sort of. So here's the thing: if we did it 3 years ago, and then eventually he's like, oh, so that letter. I just feel like
it's too close to the point where he's gonna know.
Yeah, am I
like one kid could tell him? Like, there's kids in his class.
Kids have already told him in his class, but you know.
Oh, okay.
We addressed it.
Yeah.
How'd you cover that?
I told him the senator doesn't go to visit those kids because they don't believe. You have to believe.
Watch this. I'll be.
That's pretty good.
I can't even.
But nobody really gets that mad, Jordan.
Yeah. When the kid's like, there is no Santa, does your son yell, follow the science?
Yeah, I think.
It's the gayest phrase ever. Everyone who yells, follow the science, I want to rip the mask off their face and shove
stop
a dick
it,
in it.
Stop.
Yeah. Let's talk about the magic.
The gong?
So every time you start bringing up fucking Corona, I'm gonging you, bro.
Drink. I should have to drink in front
show.
Of you. Get me a whiskey.
It's the gong.
You still
show.
Have that fucking whatever that made up Florida booze you had here before COVID. Who the hell were those people? It was like 20% proof fucking Florida made booze.
Let's talk about Christmas.
I don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah, why are we talking about the ADD that Gino has? It's fucking wild. He's just all over the place.
How did you link Christmas to COVID so quickly?
It was crazy.
Yeah,
get that out of here. Get that shit out of here.
Ho, 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 this bitch.
If this is you sober, Jesus.
Christ. All right. So, yeah.
I'm the ghost of Christmas current. Ooh,
What's
that?
Current. Science word. Love it. Fuck yes, dude.
You want me to drink
He's
you right now?
The science in. Guess I like it. Guess Electricity. Electricity flows through currents.
Mm-hmm. Condensation.
Ooh. Perspiration.
That's not science.
That's the good stuff.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, well, you know. I'm not going to write him a letter from Santa. I think what we're going to do is my sister saw this one thing, either make a pillow out of one of his shirts or what I was going to suggest, and my sister thinks she thinks he's going to outgrow it, but I was going to say go to like Build-A-Bear and get a bear, like a plain bear, but then have somebody cut his Grandpa Sid's clothing into like a pattern that would fit onto the bear so it could be like his Grandpa Sid's Build-A-Bear.
Do you have like
That's
a recording
a nice
of
That's
his
a brilliant
voice
idea.
Yeah.
Anywhere?
Recording of his voice?
Of his voice, yeah. Because for a family member, that their little kids, like their mother passed away and they found, but in these days there's so many recording of voices and they have her saying, I love you.
Aww.
And they put it inside like a little bear and gave it to
Aww.
The kids.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I could do his voice.
There you go.
Like, hey, kid. I love you. I love you. I don't love your father, though.
I love half of you.
Yeah. All right. What else? Let's see.
Are you going to take him to church on Christmas, Lewis?
No. Fucking take my kid to church.
I figured you didn't.
Will you even be allowed? Oh, yeah. The Supreme Court upheld that.
Why? Do people go to church anymore? Believe in God? That's crazy.
People do, but yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I just remembered that I had the craziest fucking dream. It wasn't even that crazy. I just dreamt in the most realistic way possible that my father faked his death. And
the greatest bit ever.
Yeah. Dude, he faked his death. It was so realistic. Like, and I had a full conversation with him. I hugged him. We cried together. He explained to me why. Because my mom was crazy. He was like, your mom was like, and I called. I was like, it was because my mom was so crazy. And he was like, and I saw the look on his face. I was like, oh, shit. And it was fucking wild. To the point where it's like, it doesn't matter that I didn't meet my father. I had a special moment. Like, I actually, like, I have that memory now of this conversation with this dream dad. And real dad probably wasn't as good as dream dad.
No.
Real dad was probably a piece of shit. So at least dream dad, I sort of have this memory with now.
I completely understand that. Have you ever had a sex dream about a chick so realistic that you're like, I feel like I knocked that one out?
No.
I've had ones where I'm like, you know what? I can stop chasing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had an actual sex
What did he
dream.
Say to you in your dream?
He I don't remember how he got there exactly, but he showed up. We were in a car together, and he was just talking about how he faked his death. And he was like, and I asked
him. Takes out the knife, squeaky, squeaky.
Yeah.
I asked
him. What was the reason he faked it?
Because my mom was a crazy bitch.
Mm.
My mom was a fucking psycho.
Which made the dream so believable.
My mom was a crazy
there
bitch.
There you go. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think about it, like, because I'm a good dad, but like if I got a couple of those chicks pregnant, like I wouldn't be in that fucking kid's life. Like throughout my years of banging crazy bitches.
How old were you when you had your son? 30-ish?
30, yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, because if you were like 24, 25.
That'd be a problem.
Dude.
Yeah, some of those bitches that I dated were just like fucking nuts. So it was like, maybe the instinct of being a good father would have kicked in and been strong enough that I would have wanted to still be in this kid's life. But there's a couple of girls that I dated, I was like, there's no fucking way I would want to stay in this bitch's life. There's no way. So, yeah, so that maybe that's where it comes from. But yeah, Dream Dad, you rule. My Dream Dad was fucking dope, dude. He was so warm. Such a warm guy. What a nice hug. I've never been hugged by my father.
Look, that's so, but I can't believe this.
It
like
felt so nice to be, like, I called him Dad. It was wild. I called him Hector by mistake. I was like, no, Dad, I'm sorry, Dad. Like, it was wild.
But weren't mad at him at all to be like, hey, that was kind of fucked up that you faked your death and then never even came and told me when you could
have. Yeah, you didn't meet Lewis,
like,
mom.
Yeah, that bitch was nuts. Yeah, but I wasn't mad.
But she, no disrespect, but she was gone. So there were all those years he could have come back.
Yeah, to be honest, he spent another 10 years abandoning me for no reason.
What if when he hugged you, he went, don't tell your sister.
Oh, shit.
I've been watching you from afar, and I really love you.
Okay, we must thank Manscaped, manscaped.com, for supporting today's show. They make the Lawnmower 3.0. It is the best ball trimmer you're ever going to use. This is the perfect holiday gift for that special man in your life.
Or a lady with balls.
If you got a lady with balls, then you know what?
Probably wants to keep them pretty clean.
Very open-minded, okay? So please, it could be the lady with balls. It could be your man with balls. Honestly, you could probably use this to shave your head if you really wanted to, okay? It is nick-free technology. That means you're not going to cut yourself. If you've ever used a razor blade or head trimmers to shave your ball hair, we've all done it. We've nicked ourselves. We've cut ourselves. It sucks. It really, really sucks. I've tried to cut my dick with this. I grind it against my dick, and I'm like, fucking cut it, motherfucker.
Just sparks come out.
It will not, okay? It will. I literally have sex with my Manscaped 3.0, Lawnmower 3.0, and nothing will happen. It just makes me have orgasms. That's it. That's how good it feels, okay? They have an incredible piece of equipment. You guys are absolutely going to love it. Go and see what other people are saying about this. It's not just, we're supposed to say it's great. The reviews on this thing are phenomenal. If you want to save 20% off your Lawnmower 3.0, all you got to do is go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com, and use the promo code REALASS. Your balls are going to thank you for this. Once again, that is manscaped.com. And go trim your balls. Your lady will love you. I'll love you. Zach will love you. We're all going to love you. Manscaped.com. All right, where were we? Okay, let's see. House votes 228 to 164 to pass bill decriminalizing marijuana at federal level. I'm sober now. I think we should make marijuana illegal.
Yep.
Illegal. They're criminals. They're drug addicts.
Yep.
They're pieces of shit fucking They're animals. Drug addicts. It's a gateway drug. What are we doing here? We're just allowing children to do drugs?
Heroin's legal in Oregon.
Decriminalizing doesn't even mean anything. Now, I'm so desensitized to the word decriminalizing because they did that in New York. Marijuana has been decriminalized in New York for like 2 decades. I've fucking been arrested 12 times. I've been in cuffs, being put into a cop car for smoking weed. I'm like, it's decriminalized. Like, yep, you're not a criminal. What the fuck? What does that even mean? It means nothing. And what if a state, like on the state level, they say they want to fucking still make it a crime? It's going to be signed. That doesn't mean shit. That's fake news right there.
But maybe it's just setting the precedent so that the states follow suit shortly.
Maybe. I don't know. Jordan, stop trying to outsmart me on my own.
I'm not trying to outsmart anybody.
Here's Jordan with a logical fucking conclusion here. Sick of it.
Yeah. I mean, I went with you on the whole, like, it should be illegal, you know? I went with that, dude. I'm all for it.
Woman hallucinates for months after eating 5-day-old gas station sushi. Dylan, what is this story? I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead. Catch you and hit that beat. Dylan, stories of the day. Yeah, yo, what? Go ahead, SoundCloud.
That it's from a fake website. This sounds like a fucking comedy story.
Yeah, why, Dylan, you always bring fake stories.
It's not fake.
What website is it from?
It's
clownfart.com.
What is it?
Thetakeout.com.
The Takeout. The famous.
How much you want to prove that? How much
news
that
site
is real?
Can we see any other website that has this?
Do you believe right what now. Websites do you believe now? What when you get news?
MSNBC, CNN.
Yeah, it's
got to
be something like that.
I don't believe like every story.
I just said that to bother Gino and get him going on another rant.
But I'm saying even the ones that are far friggin' right, like the Epoch Times and the New York Post. I don't believe any stories anymore.
Yahoo Life.
They're
Yahoo
just
Life.
All against the other side.
So where do you get your stuff from?
Common sense. It's all common sense now. That's all it is. That's all it is. Don't even get me started on
you
the
know
election.
What Stormfront's about. That's a good point.
Go all common sense. So that's all I believe now.
That's from Yahoo. Okay, so maybe it's real.
Maybe.
So what's the story here, Del?
I think it's real.
So this woman came home after like not... God damn it. Came home after like not eating for a couple days or some shit, and she had like 5-day-old sushi, and then she ate the sushi. And then she just tripped balls in her room for like I said, like 5 days.
She tripped balls?
Yeah, like so apparently it starts like she tries going to the bathroom. And so she got up and her like, stomach hurt. And she says when she got to the bathroom, she started seeing bugs and spiders crawling up the walls. And then she woke up on the floor. And then it just keeps going with her being like, I had to call.
Who confirmed this story, though? I don't, like, this is just like a story, like, it probably didn't happen. Like, I didn't have a dream about my dad last night. I just said that. Yeah. We can say whatever we want.
Lady tells story.
It does seem like a dream.
Read all about it.
Yeah, I mean,
how did they even get the scoop on that?
I think she ended up in the hospital. She ended up in the hospital, and then I guess someone
She probably
her.
Did drugs, and then they were like, ma'am, are you on drugs? And she's like, got a cover for myself. Yeah. No, I had sushi.
From a gas station.
Yeah. Well, good for her. YouTuber Gabby... No. I'm going to see this other one first, actually. The mom who was cleared of sleeping with a 14-year-old boy. Let's see.
Here we go.
Shannon. So, all right. So, apparently, there's this chick in England, okay? And she did... I read the story. She fucked the 14-year-old boy.
Yes.
This bitch, she threw it down with a 14-year-old boy.
Nice.
But I guess she proved that she didn't knowingly fuck a 14-year-old boy.
Yes.
With because he said he was 16.
I like that.
So she proved. So here's what we all have deduced
can
is
we
that there's
the penis looked 18. Yeah.
There's a loophole here to fuck children, and I did not realize that existed.
Shannon, how much were flights to England?
Wow.
Yeah, he admitted that he lied to her, and he told her after they banged that he was actually 14. And he admitted to it, yeah. So now, since she...
How did she not know?
I don't know.
Can we see a picture of this 14-year-old man?
They don't show the kids.
Yeah, we don't have that. Let me show you the chick, though.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I like it. She looks a little trashy.
She has a black
eye. I've seen
better
pictures of her. Like, wasn't there a better picture in the article? There you go.
But this is where you get your news
the
from.
The Post,
you fucking
motherfucker.
Liar.
The Post.
You just said you don't trust the Post 2 seconds ago.
I trusted on this
You're
story.
You're inconsistent.
This has gotten not a good point, but that I trust. I believe a woman fucked a 14-year-old dude.
We gotta decriminalize pedophilia, is how I feel. You know?
Yeah. Fucking
criminalize weed.
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Decriminalize pedophilia.
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Jesus.
Just move to Greece.
You're the worst, Chino.
Yeah, the.
Just what is going on in that fucking head of yours?
So apparently this chick, she decided that she's going to make an OnlyFans now. To capitalize
what
on her
move.
Weird fame.
People, that's smart.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I'm going to subscribe to this bitch's OnlyFans. Does she already have it? Or she said she's going to.
She said she's going to.
She needs to fuck
in the fantasy. Are you 14 fucking her?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, he's what his age showing her what a man can do.
Let's see. What if I could I masturbate to this? Could I jerk off to this?
Here's a real
photos.
Dick. Yes.
No. I think
yes.
I could. She's a,
jerking off to photos. Stop it. That's a young man's game. I need video of terrible.
You're
things
you're fucking
now.
55.
Just add 4 years
and an alcoholic. And
Gino needs a piano track and a silent film.
Yeah, I cranks it.
Where's Bing Crosby and blackface? I can't come.
I'm jerking off with one eye looking through a little box.
Gino needs blackface to come.
Yeah, could I get turned on enough by this chick? Because if I'm going to masturbate to an OnlyFans or like some chick's photos, there has to be an angle, right? Like
you need
like,
an angle.
I need like sort of like
a story.
I got to know her. I got to have met her. There's got to be some like I to the
she
fantasy,
should be in jail.
The fantasy's got like I don't know that I can get through the beats of the fantasy to you know because she's not. It doesn't even matter if she's hot. It's inconsequential.
Really? The story is what really works.
So wait,
for
was
you.
She a teacher or she just banged a 14-year-old?
Yeah, how did she meet this guy?
Yeah, no, she wasn't
boy.
A teacher.
She's a chimney sweep.
Everyone
she's a maid with a magic umbrella.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hello, let me see your cock. I'd like to suck that little cock.
I could not come if a woman talked to me like
pull
that.
Out your cock.
Yeah, that's
pull out that cock.
That's what you yell when you come. Yeah.
What's the oldest chick you've ever been with, Jordan?
I mean, not even that old. Probably like 34.
34?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Oh, you're a young boy.
So yeah, no, man. I mean, boy. We're not that different in age
but
anymore,
you're,
though.
And that's the oldest you've ever been with?
Yeah.
I guess you look very young, so you probably hook up a fucking hot 25-year-old all the time.
Well, I have a girlfriend now, so I'm kind of out of the game on that front, but...
Winky, winky.
Maybe a weekend in Atlantic City with the boys will change that, though, huh? Huh?
Trust me. No.
No. Dude.
It never happens, right?
You always... If I would have tried to use my dick this weekend, it would have fucking laughed at me. My dick would have started laughing directly in my face.
He would have looked up at his dick. His dick would have went, oh,
Turn the Mariah Carey back on.
His dick would have been like, hold me up so I can laugh in your face. Hold me
it's
up.
Me and
I
my dick just singing Mariah Carey together. I don't want to laugh for Christmas. Ooh.
Just put the pee hole open each. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
There is just one thing I need. Wow.
Zach, join in. What the fuck, dude? Get your dick out.
Let's see. Yusuf G says 3 to 4, Lewis. He's a pedo. Three to four. I get what he's saying. That's funny. Yeah, he said you said 34, and he said you meant three to four.
Yeah. Okay. Not bad.
Racist Yusuf G. Appreciate that.
What a handle.
So
wait, do you subscribe to any OnlyFans right now?
Nope.
Yeah.
You do?
I got, of course.
Yeah,
I got like five OnlyFans subscriptions that I forgot about.
That's the way they get you. It's like a Patreon, dude.
Yeah, you do it once, like to support some porn star. I'm like, I'll take a look at her.
And to then, support.
Yeah, I swear to God.
I just love your work so
but
much.
But as soon as you signed up your credit cards there, you're horny, you got to click a button, and then you're looking at another chick that you know naked.
Yep. And then you're down the rabbit hole. You're like, it's only $5.
Are you a tips guy?
What's that?
Are you a tips guy? You throw the tips in there?
Oh,
you're like,
Daddy
you want some
you throw a tip?
You want some personalized Gino content?
Daddy's a big time baller.
Gino, this is my line. I will not tip those whores.
Why?
Fuck that. I'll give them their dumb monthly fee. I'm not tipping them. I gave them enough.
That's how the Gas Digital subscribers feel.
I like the tipping because
thanks, dude.
Because it's like, look, it's what we just said about that bitch that fucked the kid. It's like, look, you got to capitalize now in the COVID world and make some money. And if they're into it, like, yeah, I'll throw you a little, throw $5 to see these pictures. And it's like gambling. It's like, what's behind door number two? So you send $5 out.
Door number
just,
two.
Yeah. It's just another door. Yeah, it was. It's just some fucking chick showing her ass like, that wasn't a good investment.
Now we got to go to door three.
Yeah.
You know?
And you just keep, it's a fun time.
What's the most you've spent? In?
Oh, like $5.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're like, oh, you want to see
I thought you were a big baller.
What's that? Well, I mean, it's $5 more than Captain Fantastic over there.
Hell yeah.
But it's,
fuck that.
But it's like, I'm not spending $20.
I don't even have my real name. None of these bitches know it's me. I have a fake profile on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah,
Gomez J. Lewis.
I'm Gary Biscayne, which is the name the name we make fun of on over at In Hot.
Mine's Water. Just like John and then a bunch of numbers. Like, that's what it is. Just some fucking...
I usually choose a friend of mine
that's
to
how they
use as an avatar for like shit like that. If I'm doing anything scummy on
that's
the internet,
hilarious.
I just go with a good friend.
No offense, John number 543 is how they look at you too.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. So yeah, the OnlyFans, good for her.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They're fucking trying. Some of them deserve a tip. They're in there trying.
What is this chick, Gabby DiMartino? Because we're talking about OnlyFans. Who is she, first of all? Can we see who she is? Give me some context of who Gabby DiMartino is. That chick.
Yeah, she's just random like YouTuber,
a naked
Instagram
childhood
influencer.
Video.
So long story short, she does OnlyFans, and Shocker. She did. I don't know how OnlyFans works, so I guess you can do videos and pictures that you can then buy. People already subscribed, they pay again. So she put
the tip. We're talking. She's looking for a sucker like Gino.
It's porn.
So she puts a private video of herself, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And like to unlock.
Okay. So, let me ask you this.
Well, let him finish. Okay. Sorry. Gino, she's fucking 80. Let me lead my show.
He was trying to talk about COVID again. Let him know.
No,
it
was not.
Okay?
It was not. We're trying to... But now we will.
No.
Good.
So yeah. So she puts up a video of a video that says won't put my panties on smiley face, and it's $3, and obviously for $3 everyone buys it, and it's a video of her as a child pulling up her like panties and singing, and it's her naked as a kid.
She's naked as a kid,
like a kid like,
okay,
like kid,
which is fucked up.
Not like a 15 year old where I bang her and then
it's one thing to say, if you say kid I'm twice as hard.
It's really weird. It's weird because you're right. So here's what she like. It's just a bizarre story because it's not like the guys knew. The guys that clicked on it, they thought they were just getting a naked picture, and then it turns out she's kid. So she tricked them into having some
so hard. Yeah. So hard.
But when you open that, don't you just start hitting your computer with a hammer?
I mean, I would be I'm looking at
hammer. I would throw it in the tub. Is right, you tell him.
I mean, I'm looking at child porn. She tricked people. Yeah.
No, that's
at
not
child
fair.
Porn.
That's not fair to trick
I'm
people.
I'm wondering if she's
going to
get sued because I'll be real. When I first saw this, if you bought that video, the first thing I would do is sue. Like,
what would you sue for though? What are you suing for? Emotional damages that you saw.
You literally saw child porn.
I can't jerk off to the regular stuff ever again.
Slow down. Let me. Yeah. It's not child porn. Okay. It's not that. There's a difference. Okay. If you saw it and you went, "Oh shit, my dick is getting hard," you're a fucking pedophile.
Not your fault because you didn't opt into the
other people. Most other people, yes, that was it was involuntary pedophilia, and that's the name of the episode. So
that was a lot.
But it's like the guys that. The guys that just saw it and were like, "Oh, it's a fucking kid. That's weird." Like,
yeah.
I mean, are they in trouble for looking at child? No.
No, I wouldn't want it on my computer.
But the question for her, though, if someone were to bring a case against her, she could probably argue, "Well, it's not child porn. I just thought it was a cute video." And someone goes, "OnlyFans is for porn." And you go, "It's not only
for porn."
But
she sold it. That's the thing.
But it is a weird.
No, I know.
You made money off of a video of you. A video of, if you had a picture of you as a kid, right?
Yeah.
4 years old, naked, and you're like, "Oh, this
I got
is a family
huge hug,
photo,
yeah,
whatever."
Yeah.
But if you sold that willingly or not, you are now making money off of a child being naked.
It's yourself. So that's a weird thing too. So here's the thing: sell a picture of like 4 year old me with my butthole spread? Yeah. Am I allowed
can
to do
you?
That? It's me.
Let's see that
it's
hole.
It's my
can
butthole.
You sell enough.
It's my picture. There's not a victim technically, right? So it's Louis J. Gomez from 1986. That is a weird.
Interesting.
Debate. It's a weird debate.
That
now, look, the person who buys that photo is a sick fuck and should be put down.
Sure.
But me, I'm just trying to make a couple bucks, baby boy.
I can't follow you. It's during Corona times, dude. We can't tour as heavily.
Gino's
so got to
go jerk off. He's getting so turned on.
Gino's got to go buy that video.
It is fucking strange. So hold on. Is she in trouble? Where are we at with this right now? Because it's at the very least up for debate. If they arrested her for selling child porn, I could get there mentally why they would do that. I could get why they would say that she's selling. It's crazy.
It's hard to prove porn though. That's the issue.
So
it's
the whole
so
idea of
difficult.
Pornography is literally like up to the individual or like up to the judge on whether or not it was made with the intention to arouse.
When you are putting out a picture on your OnlyFans and you are catfishing people into buying a naked photo, their dick's already hard. They're like, here's what happened. Right? Everyone who buys an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Everyone who clicks that button says, "Fine, I'm going to tip. I'm going to see this." They're horny. It's our lowest moment. It's fucking late at night, right in the morning. You got your dick in your hand, like, "Oh, this is so
hot." Afternoon.
Yeah. I want to.
We have a lot of low moments.
I want to see this chick naked.
You're in Atlantic City with Zach on the other bed.
So then you click on it, and you're fucking like you're in a horny aroused moment. Like it's at the very least, it's weird. At the very least, it's fucking weird. Now, was she trying to be funny and she missed the mark, like trying to troll her fans?
You think she was doing a bit? This comedic genius?
Kind of. What? Dylan.
So that's actually another part of the story is when she was confronted about it, she put up this tweet and she just says,
"Let's see."
She basically just says she's trolling and she uses her OnlyFans as basically a Finsta. I don't know if you guys are like aware about how girls typically use a Finsta, but It's just
I don't know what Finsta is.
It's like a fake Insta. Like a girl.
Fake Instagram. Yeah,
yeah, they'll put up like.
Or they'll put up their more personal. They'll put up like they'll have their Insta, which is like your public persona, where you're like at a beach, or you know you're just a hot chick doing nice hot chick things, and then your Finsta will be like your true self. Am I correct in that?
They're just whores.
Like your more fucked up stuff.
Go down to the second one. Let's see. She goes, the video was a goofy throwback family moment that I wanted to share with my personal OnlyFans. Fancy babies. I'm sorry this wasn't.
Could we pull up the video?
Let me finish. I'm sorry that this wasn't thought out completely. I apologize. The video is down now, and I'm sorry.
And then someone tweeted at her, and she was like, "I was trolling.
I was trolling. It was wrong." Period. Yeah, she was trolling a little bit. I don't think she was trolling. Here's the thing. I don't think, number one, she wasn't trying to sell child pornography. No. I think that in her mind, and there's a level of innocence here because. I think some people, like, I won't even post pictures of my son and my niece at, like, the beach in, like, a bathing suit, because I know people do creepy stuff online.
Yeah, there's people like this out there, this weirdo.
There's fucking creeps out there that will fucking jerk off to pictures of children. Like, that's fucking crazy. And there's also a level of innocence where you go, because I debated with Bisping about this, because Bisping had posted a picture of his kid, and we started to, and he was like, I'm not going to not live my life and do what I want to do because there's some sick fucks out there.
So I'm going to put my son's butthole on Instagram.
No, it wasn't that at all. It was like, you know, just at the beach or whatever. But it was like, there's a debate there. And I understand the debate, you know, but we did that. We talked about it on the show with those YouTube pages and, you know, mommies that were putting their kids in bikinis and bath time videos. Yeah. And they were, all the comments turned off, all the, and they were essentially making money off of
selling. By the way, somebody literally just sent me on Instagram another, like, normalized breastfeeding video.
Yeah.
Hot blonde, giant tits,
oh,
two kids.
Yeah.
And she's literally in a chair staring into the camera the entire time.
Yeah, I can get into that.
Oh, yeah. What's her OnlyFans account? You want to pool money and split that?
Yeah, so. It's at the very least, I understand the debate. Can we see other pictures of this chick as not a child?
It's unfair to troll people with your OnlyFans. That's fucked up. And that's the true crime in
my opinion.
Does
she get naked on her OnlyFans normally?
I mean, or sexual at least.
I don't know, but I will try to find her naked.
Yeah, I'll try to find her naked.
Dude, thanks, man.
If she's not a child, is she 15 years old? Please. How old is this girl? I don't know what we're even doing right now.
You saw the picture. She's got to be like mid-20s.
25.
She has that kind of I'm always 13 look, though.
Yeah, and you know? Dumb enough to think posting a picture of her as a child taking her pants off isn't illegal.
I mean, is it for a kid? Because I've had friends who have posted like a picture of like a throwback picture when they were a baby in the bath. I've definitely seen that, for sure. Right. Is that illegal?
No, but you're not selling it on a, you know, a sex site.
Yeah, if you... I don't think it changes it.
Do you...
I don't think swapping money for the picture changes the picture.
Do we know what the caption was? Like, because, you know, on OnlyFans, they always put like, hey, here's some pictures of me getting boned by this
you
dude.
You weren't in the room. We discussed all this.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the caption? I didn't take a whiz.
What was the caption? Whatever it was. It's fine.
Sorry, one second.
That led you to that glorious little child.
Yeah, she pretended she was naked, and she said, here's me taking my panties off. And it's
we'll put my panties on. Smiley face. Yeah. That was the caption.
Okay. What?
Okay.
You can see right here.
That's a weird video to even have. Right?
Yeah, right there.
Let's see. Let's see.
Only $3? That's not a bad deal.
This is the thing, it's
$1 a year.
35 seconds.
Thank God I don't follow her, because a $5, that's my threshold. That, like, I'm not paying 10.
God, people are so lucky with porn now, dude. Growing up, you couldn't even find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to jerk off to the Girls Gone Wild videos on Comedy Central.
But it's a fact. Oh, the desensitizes us.
Oh, what?
The commercials?
Yeah, the commercials, dude.
The videos.
You know, they brought back Girls Gone Wild recently.
Yeah.
Girls Gone Wild is back, but it's just...
It should be.
Who cares?
Better than ever.
They really are. Like, but, I mean, what a delightfully rapey... I used to jerk off to Girls Gone Wild. I would buy the DVD.
Dude, if I hear that bongo drum, I start getting hard right now.
I want the DVD, and they do critiques. I want it to say delightfully rapey Luis Gomez. Yeah. I do. I think that would be a selling point. Delightfully rapey.
It's Jay Gomez, but that's fine.
It was delightfully rapey. If you guys don't remember, I mean, there may be
What's
some
the guy's
people.
Name? Joe?
Rogan?
He went to jail for a while, right?
Yeah, he did. He... I think for, I mean, I don't know.
For like raping these women. Right? Hurting women.
But it was delightful. Delightfully raping.
It's everything you're not supposed to do now, according to the rule. Like, come on, take your tits out. I don't want to. Come on. That's way too far.
My next album, you're putting, that's going to be a review. I want you to put delightfully raping.
Well, they used to have, women used to sign waivers for that.
They had
to. Of course.
Yeah, like the cameraman would shoot it, and then
for
they'd be like,
t-shirt.
Here's a waiver.
They're hammered. You can't have somebody sign a legal document when they're hammered. Like,
in a court of law,
like if I sign.
How do I know they're hammered? Yeah. They're showing me their tits, of course.
For a hat.
She's getting on a fucking
bus. It's a paradox.
Yeah. I was way in because it was just exactly that. It was just real chicks. That was awesome. It was real chicks.
Yeah.
It could be anybody. It could be any girl that you knew.
And they were young.
Yeah, they were 21 years old.
Sometimes, I bet you he's got some 16-year-olds
up the stories about him. I bet you there was plenty of...
There's like a crazy...
Five different court cases against him. Or the Girls Gone Wild company.
What was his name?
Oh, hold on.
Give me some...
Can we get a GoFundMe to get this guy out of jail?
Joe Francis.
Is he still?
That's what it is. Yeah.
So the first one was in 2003... The Department of Justice filed a complaint, and this is just because they were selling DVDs, and they signed them up to like an annual thing, and people didn't know it. So that was the first case, instead of just buying one DVD.
Oh, they financial fraud. They did a subscription.
Yes. Yeah, you would order.
Which, by the way,
one...
that's what everybody does now. Yeah. That's just the way. They just didn't fucking go through the beats the right way. HBO Max does that. Okay, you sign up for your free trial, and all of a sudden you have an HBO Max subscription. So yeah, he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, 14 day free trial.
This is a good business.
My fingers hovering over the real ass dude of the week button. Continue. Yeah. Continue.
In 2006, the marketer pled guilty to charges for failing to record filmed subjects' ages. And they had to pay $2.1 million in restitutions and fines. In 2008, Ashley Dupree filed against Joe Francis.
Oh, wait. I remember. Time out. Blah, blah, blah. Let me see if I can remember. Okay. Ashley Dupree. I remember this bitch's name. I remember this chick. What did she do? Guess the news. Ladies and gentlemen, guess the news. Ashley Dupree. I remember this so fucking clear as day.
Atlantic City last weekend.
Bad decisions. This guy gets it.
Did she get into pro wrestling or something afterwards? I remember this story. What happened? All right.
You, me, and Dupree. She was in that movie.
She filed a suit in 2008 against Joe Francis and other defendants claiming that they filmed her without consent. She ended up dropping the suit after Francis released footage of her stating her consent.
Oh, can we see that? Can we see her stating her consent? Oh, that's awesome.
Let me show you her picture. This is her.
I don't care about the other two lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Yes.
Free Joe Francis.
From here on in the chat, yes, that's the one that Elliot Spitzer fucked, for sure.
Oh, that's who it was?
Yes, this whole thing.
Fuck yeah.
That bitch was a professional pig. Fuck her. That girl, I have no problem with her either. Let's see. Oh, yes.
Nice. Can we use this on Girls Gone Wild?
Have I ever?
Can I use this on Girls Gone Wild?
Of course you can.
That's not yet.
Wow. And she's showing her ID.
Wow.
I mean, she's hammered.
Look at that.
Is she? I couldn't tell from that.
I mean, she's...
She looked sober to me.
Are you 18?
Free Joe Francis. Hashtag.
How come I haven't seen her tits?
Because we're going to get demonetized, Gino.
She's fucking hammered. Yeah, I mean...
Decriminalized or demonetized?
Look, this is what I... Look, this is, you know... formative parts of my personality. Like these things are like they've lived with me and they've, you know, built in it. I know it's not right. I'm not perfect. I'll say that right now. I know it's not right. You can't fucking film an 18-year-old girl like, it's like, I did. Like, can I put this on?
Agree to disagree.
What are you saying?
You can film an 18-year-old girl. The guy just did. It was great.
Well, I mean, no, he can't.
Legally, it's over. He's correct. You can't give consent if you're...
You can't give consent if you're fucking... Look, at the very least, at 38
Gino
years old...
Gino can't give consent literally ever.
I'm not saying that if you have sex with somebody and you're both drunk, or if one of you is a little bit drunk, I don't think that's a problem. I'm not subscribing to this, like, oh, it's rape if she's drunk.
Yeah.
I'm saying if... somebody's going to make a decision to put something out on a fucking DVD where they're naked, it could possibly ruin their lives, or like, that is something that only retarded drunk girls do. It's not like, most people have fucked somebody they didn't want to fuck when they're a little bit hammered. We've all done it. Questionable decisions. Welcome to my life, okay?
Hey, my penis right now.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, I don't know, you're sort of taking advantage of a chick who's obliterated, not even legally of age.
She didn't look obliterated. I thought she was legally of age.
She says she's 18. He goes, are you 18? She goes, yeah. And she goes, like, yeah. I mean, you're like, at what point, if that's your daughter, you're fucking gonna kill that guy. You're going to murder that guy.
If that's back your daughter, you didn't raise her right.
I don't know, dude.
He gave her a choice she couldn't refuse. Fame.
Did you not raise her right? If a girl gets hammered and makes a fucked up decision, was she not raised right? I don't know. I know almost every girl that I know in my life. Shannon, chime in here because you're a chick. Almost every girl that I know has been drunk, or I should say everyone. Forget it.
Everyone
that I know has been drunk and made some fucked up decisions and did some shit they regret. Are they automatically not raised right?
No.
I think most people, you know.
If you raised your child right, they take responsibility for their actions. And that girl got drunk and consented to having her fucking tits showed on fucking video. Take responsibility for what you did. I don't care if you get drunk. Everyone gets drunk. Not everyone, because some people aren't cool like me and you. But take responsibility for your actions. And no one duped her. No one fucking duped her. The guy flat out said. And then she's like, I was tricked. You're a stupid drunk cunt. Okay? That's it. I'm sorry.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't.
Yeah, because I speak English. It's that simple. Take responsibility. Like, I don't care what you did before, but take responsibility for your actions. What did you say happened? You made questionable decisions with your penis. You didn't be like, this fat pig tricked me. No.
Well, I mean, he's sitting right here.
I thought she was 125.
Zach is a sexy son of a bitch. I would fuck.
Yes, I agree to a certain degree. But, I mean, look, like, I wouldn't fuck a drunk chick now. Like, if I met some chick that was drunk and I was sober,
right,
I would.
I've
had girlfriends that we were actually my girlfriend, like, straight up live with me. Kim got so drunk one time, I was like, I literally wouldn't even have sex with her because it was my girlfriend that was too drunk, and it felt fucking.
Also, because it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not.
They're so drunk, you're like, this sucks.
I'm on a different page here.
Yeah.
So you're saying you never fucked any of your girlfriends when they were drunk? Or after a certain date, you're like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Not when they're like, when they're tipsy, that's fine.
If you're
like,
not
drunk,
it feels like you're fucking a retarded person.
Yeah.
Now you're fucking getting me.
Are your glasses two different shapes?
I just realized that.
Okay. I just honestly, none of the girls that I've dated really drank like that heavily, so it was weird to see a girlfriend that drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you're completely sober, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That'll give you. That can be annoying.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, whatever. Going back to this fucking chick, I'm just saying, I understand why it's illegal to have to show up at a bar with a bus, okay, coerce young drunk girls in who make stupid decisions anyway into your fucking bus, hammered, and then videotape
them
taking their clothes off.
You're not coercing them that hard, though.
No, you're not, but
you're
understand.
You're asking, like, two questions and you're holding a fucking $10
t-shirt. I understand why that's illegal. I understand why you cannot do that to chicks. And maybe I'm fucking soft in my old age. I don't know, okay? But I do understand it.
Well, if you are, if you go to bluechew.com.
I just, you know, like, it's not, you know, and I'm not one of these people, like, I don't think she should have been able to sue.
Yeah.
But I understand why they've created laws to prevent that. Because there are a lot of fucking idiots that are out there.
Yeah, because we can't take responsibility for our own actions, which is why the government wants us to mandate masks for each other.
Jesus.
I got it.
Gino, not everybody is built the same. Like I said, there are people let me finish, please. I can manipulate the fuck out of most people. I can do that. Like, Shannon, if I wanted to, I mean, I could be in her.
I like where this is going.
Butthole. If I wanted anal from Shannon.
You have no choice, Shannon.
If I really wanted to go down that path, I could manipulate my way into her butt cheek.
Yeah. Shannon,
but that's not right.
No.
It's not right. Nope. I shouldn't be able to do that. And I would understand why Shannon would be upset if I did.
Yeah, but I guarantee
you. Have I grown? Have I turned into a fag?
So sweet.
Who knows?
Of you.
Yeah.
But Shannon, I. My brain. There's no reality.
I see why you work here, Shannon. I get it now, because you have such a gentleman who's not going to coerce you into fucking your butthole.
But Shannon wouldn't sue you. She'd hobble into work the next day, bleeding out the ass, going, "You got me. Yep. You got me."
That's it. All right, what were the other two lawsuits for Joe Francis?
In 2008, a Missouri woman claimed that she was filmed without consent when a contractor removed her halter top at a St. Louis bar.
A halter top? What are you, 50, lady? He removed your blouse? The fuck out of my bus. Fucking old bitch.
He tore off her slacks.
A jury found that she consented. So, yeah, that's basically
a jury of real-ass dudes if I've ever seen it.
The gentleman pulled down his trousers and exposed it.
The jury was just 12, 21-year-old boys.
And then also in 2008, four women claimed that they suffered emotional distress by being shown in a Girls Gone Wild film. In 2011, an all-female jury declined to award damages to the plaintiffs.
An all-female jury?
Yeah, because they're the 12 women that didn't get on that video. And they're like, can I see your tits?
That's how much women hate
each other. Get the fuck away from me. You understand? That was the 12 women. Because people are dumb. Like, every woman will take their side. Not the ones that are raised right.
Agree. By the way, I agree with the decision to not let those bitches sue for taking their titties out. However, I also agree with the decision that you cannot have a guy show up at a bar and try to convince young girls to show their titties, especially girls that are under 21. They're not even legally
able to drink. Believe in capitalism? Jesus Christ!
How fucking bad is Joe Francis' lawyer that he let a jury of 12 women see this? I would have fucking fired him that moment when I see 12 women. That's how big of a dirtbag Joe Francis is, that his lawyer's like, I'm going to try to fuck this guy up. And then that jury was like, nah.
It's like Lionel Hutz on The Simpsons. I got this.
Why did he go to jail then? Because it seems, did he win all the cases that we just named?
Yeah, they only had to pay out a settlement for the first one.
But he did do jail time, didn't he?
Probably for financial fraud. They always get him on guys like that. It's always like financial fraud. It's never actually the other stuff.
So something happened in 2011. Francis met three women who he went out after college graduation, took them home with him, and then tried to separate one from the other two. In the process,
separate the weakest from the pack, obviously. Okay. So he did the move you do. Go ahead.
Take divide the wounded and conquer. One.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay.
In the process, he grabbing rolls. Her by the hair and the throat, slamming her in the floor.
Hell yeah.
So, just foreplay.
All right, doggy. So he's trying to turn her on. Go ahead.
Okay. basically, that's it. Basically, he just had these women.
Oh, he violently raped a woman. Okay, fine. Thank you. Okay, violent rape.
I don't know what else you want.
I apologize.
They should have included that on the list.
He's still a real ass dude of the week, though.
You can't take it away.
You really can't. Once you
order,
we should have waited for the fifth case.
What a delightfully rapey story.
So yeah, is that he went to jail for violently raping a woman? Okay. All
right. Yeah,
that'll do it.
How long did he go to jail
for? All right.
One second.
That's worth it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, that's what they're giving out. I'll be back.
I was watching that documentary about Patton Oswalt's wife on HBO, and they ran through like all the segments from the news on rape, and they interviewed like men that had raped and were in prison. Dude, they put men in prison for like 30 days back then.
3 years.
3 years.
That's it.
270 days.
That is 270 days is less than a year.
Yeah.
You fucking retard.
365 days.
He had good behavior. Louis, good behavior.
Wait. I'm sorry.
That's 9 months.
Wait. Joe Francis was sentenced Tuesday to 270 days in jail. And sorry.
Three years probation.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't film and don't get drunk chicks to show you their tits.
How rich
years.
Is he? He's got to be worth.
I think he filed for bankruptcy when I was reading Girls Gone Wild and him. They had a lot of bankruptcy.
Yeah. But what does that really mean? We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's something rich people do.
That's something that rich people do to sort of stay rich. So I'm sure he's still fucking crushing it. It's not like he's living, because we were talking about Hulk Hogan, and we're talking about how he
look at that face
was broke, net worth $25 million. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the internet, dude. You like look up like a random comedian.
It said I was worth $10 million for a while.
I bet you that Joe Francis is doing very well to this day. Yeah. To this day,
I'm sure he hid the money really well.
Yeah, I'm sure. In whatever way
and we don't know what other things he has money in.
Yeah, he could have invested in a bunch of other things if he's smart at all. Like you parlay Girls Gone Wild into some shit, mm-hmm. You know. So, yeah, but like we were talking about Hulk Hogan about how he was broke, and I was like, well, is he broke? Was Hulk Hogan living in like a one bedroom apartment, or was Hulk Hogan like still in a mansion, still fucking, but he just only had $100,000 in the bank? You know,
yeah.
He went from being like, you know, because he sued Gawker and. Made like $50 million. But you were saying that right before he sued Gawker, he was supposedly broke?
Yeah, his wife cleaned him out.
Yeah.
Just real quick, Joe Francis, after he filed for bankruptcy in 2013, he fled to Mexico with his long-term girlfriend and two daughters, and that's where they live now, in a sprawling estate.
Oh, in a sprawling estate in Mexico.
But God punished him with having two daughters.
Oh, fuck.
Those poor daughters.
Listen, that's how we all feel about women, Shannon, but you don't have to say that.
That's his wife? Fuck yeah, dude. He rules. I don't care what you say. He's kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah. Jesus. Fucking way hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
What are we doing?
I'd go as high as $7 on her OnlyFans tip.
We fucked up somehow.
We fucked us up. Us four? I think we got the world by the balls here.
Yeah. So did they relaunch Girls Gone Wild, right?
That's what you guys said, yeah.
Yeah, I saw something.
I've seen
recently.
Clips up there. He really mismanaged that brand, though, man, because he was so early, he should be Pornhub.
He should be. And also, the pivot that I would have made would have been, because what happened was they created that category. And to be honest with you, it was sort of based off of Girls Gone Wild. The Gonzo interview, this
exploited
girl, she's not
college
important.
Girls.
That is all based off of Girls Gone Wild, if the girls would have fucked. The girls never fucked. The girls just showed their titties.
And then the last scene, they would like kind of les out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like make out and put their tits together.
That would be
but
the
never
climate.
Fully.
If he was smart, he could have turned Girls Gone Wild into exploited college girls, backroom casting couch.
Yeah.
One of those brands that became produced porn, and that could have pivoted, and that could have been fucking massive, because he actually created that fucking category. And we all were, we were beating off waiting for those girls to fuck. We'd fast forward. Please tell me they fuck, and they never fuck. And it was awful. But that was the anticipation of them fucking.
Yeah,
porn became huge. DVDs went away, and that whole category. That is probably every guy's favorite category of porn, is casting couch, Gonzo style interview in a hotel room.
I'm older. I need the porn stars and the fucking
really?
Penetration. I do.
I mean, obviously.
I do. Yeah. Look at this past me.
Stop, every time stop, Gino stop, jerks stop. Off, he has to set up a projector.
Thank
Gino,
you.
Gino, we're talking about penetration. I'm talking about penetration.
He gets a gramophone.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not produced. So it's like a girl comes in. She's like, what's your name? Your name's Jen. She's probably done porn before, but she's acting like it's her first time. That category, and it's penetration. It's fucking, it's all that stuff. But that became very popular in the mid-2000s 2010, 2012, right around when porn really got crazy. Before that, early 2000s, it was high-produced Jenna Jameson, fucking, you know, all the big
Gina titted, Lynn.
Just all the fake giant tits.
Fake giant tits.
Yeah.
So that was the shift, right?
Yeah.
But Girls Gone Wild was sort of like, that was like, it
wasn't. It felt like Real Girl.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I mean, it was.
It was Real Girls, but they.
And they were going wild.
Wait, you don't think?
Whoa, what is this now? They were going wild.
I mean, he could have created multiple tiers of, you know, different
types. He did create multiple tiers. Don't you worry. They cried a lot.
Fathers all over America.
But he could, you know, had different brands within his Girls Gone Wild, and he fucked up. 25, he should be worth way more than 25
maybe.
Million.
I mean, honestly,
this guy's a fucking loser now that I think about it.
He probably is worth
I changed my mind. He should
probably
have way hotter wives.
He's probably got money across European bank accounts that they'll never know about. He's doing fine. Also, he moved to Mexico.
Yeah.
Where
un peso.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. He's fucking a hot blonde wife. His two fucking daughters. She's probably filming them.
What are even the laws in Mexico on whatever Joe Francis is doing?
It's lawless. They don't give a shit.
There's like two laws in Mexico.
Yeah. good for Joe Francis. At least he got out, did what he's got to do. Yeah, he's got two daughters.
Hey,
maybe he's a good
look,
guy.
Look, he served his time. I forgive him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He paid his debt to society.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Gonna hold him to that standard for the rest of his life? I think not. Okay, we're gonna wrap this one. It's been fun.
Come on,
it's been fun.
It's always fun.
I love it. I love the show. I love you guys for watching the show and listening to the show and all
it's
that
a
other
great
shit.
Show.
Make sure you subscribe. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. And that's that. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible show. Right, Jen? Who's on Wednesday? We got guests yet?
Yeah, Christina Hutchinson and Derek Gaines.
Ooh, fun show. The great Christina Hutchinson, the great Derek Gaines. So join us Wednesday, and I'll see you guys later on tonight. Legion of Skanks, and believe you me. Peace.
That's all, folks.